My name is Al Whitney. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this second day of July, 2016. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure that both government and business is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on our show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the show, links to the material we discuss on our program will be posted on the IDH program links page. And if you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. Normally, I co-host this program with Ingrid Castle of VacLib.org, but Ingrid is off tonight. So tonight I thought it would be appropriate, since it's the 2nd of July, and all the people around here are getting ready to celebrate the 4th. In my community, there's a parade that goes down the main street, and several days before the parade, people put their lawn chairs out, and, you know, amazingly, no one steals them, to save a place. So they have a chair to sit in, and both sides of the street for like a mile are just covered with lawn chairs right now already. So I have two grandchildren who are going to be in the parade. So my whole family is conditioned to think that we are celebrating Independence Day, July 4th, Declaration of Independence, and that we're a free nation, and the Matrix lives on, especially on the 4th of July, and everybody has flags and firecrackers, and it's pretty much the same, I think, all over the country. Unfortunately, as the police state grows, as more people end up in jail, more of us are seeing that what we've got, what we're calling a government, what we're calling freedom, is anything but. And so tonight I wanted to talk a little bit more about what we call government in the United States, what everybody thinks it is on this July 4th, and what it really is. First of all, they're telling us it's a democracy. Well, it really isn't even a democracy. What we have is a triumvirate. Now, in school, we learned that there's three branches of the government. We're all taught that it's the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. And you can go to their website right now, the USA government website, and they have it all up there, you know, exactly like that, telling everybody this is the form of government we have, but this is not the form of government we have. We talked on this show many, many times. The form of government we have does have three divisions, and without which all three, what they're doing would not be possible. So they had to line up three distinct divisions and get them coordinated together. And they are, number one, U.S. Inc., the corporation, turning the government and all levels of government into a corporatocracy. They did that. Number two, Federal Reserve notes. Our currency is a privately owned scrip that is not backed by gold or silver, that is backed by the sweat equity of the American people. And the third part of this triumvirate is the bar. Without the bar, it would not have been possible. The American Bar Association is a American Bar Association is a private guild. Okay, we can't determine what their rules are. We don't vote them in. They have membership, just like the any other union has. And they have a union card to be in our courts. It is a private secret society, basically. And we have posted an article on our website about the Crown Temple Bar. So if you look at the legal system that's being inflicted on the American people, if you look at the way local government functions, county government, state government, and federal government, if you look at all these three parts, you get an idea that it is not the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. That is not what our system is constructed of. And I will read this. I've read it before, but it's so wonderful that I read it all the time, helping people understand what we've got and a little bit about how we got there. In the 50s, this is from Melvin Stamper's wonderful book, which is not very long, people. I recommend it to everyone, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree. Okay, quote, in the 50s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. Security instruments replaced substance as collateral for debt. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. Debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions as a basis for compelling payment or performance. This was all accomplished by the mid-60s. So people can debate and dispute whether the Constitution is the law on the land, and you're looking at this saying, well, if the Constitution was a law on the land, then when you went into court, you could use the Constitution as a defense, which you cannot. These courts are not constitutional courts. They have no jurisdiction over constitutional issues. So we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, and we have a couple clips to share. You know, one, I want to play again part of that wonderful documentary we did. We played clips from it a while back, and we've recommended everyone watch it. It's called Straw Man, The Nature of the Cage, and it's free. You can watch it, you know, do a search. It's there. It is by wonderful people out of the UK who put this together, and it's brilliant. It's well done. And we're going to play a three-minute clip from that to start off with, and really as a reminder of who we are in this corporate commercial system that they call our government. Could we play the straw man clip?
When each person is born, when every human being is born, there's two entities. One is the real entity, which is the human being, the flesh and blood, and the other is a legal fiction, a fictional entity that is nothing more than a piece of paper, the birth certificate. Again, we're duped into believing that these are one in the same, and so we're tricked into representing the legal fiction, the straw man, that birth certificate. So when people get fines and things like that, it's actually consulting the legal fiction, the non-existent entity, the corporate entity that is owned by corporations.
You have any interactions with the bureaucracy, okay? They're not interacting with you. They're actually interacting with your legal fiction, because they can't deal with a flesh and blood human. Yeah, they have to deal with another corporation.
When you start to break down the words that we use, and you start to look at the roots of all these words, and you actually look at where these words, what these words actually really mean, you start to get an idea of what's going on. The word corporation is very, very specific, because it's corporation, it's dead speak. So a corporation is something that's dead. It's an entity that exists only in a legal framework. Doesn't exist in any other framework at all. It only becomes an entity through legal mechanisms and legal means.
In essence, when you were born and far too young to understand, a company with your name was created through your birth certificate. When your parents registered your birth, they actually created a company and handed ownership of that company and you over to the state. It is important to remember that your parents were tricked and had no idea this was happening. This is why the state can take children from their families and it not be classed as kidnapping. They own your child.
They own one-tenth. Because they registered the child, they have nine-tenths, possession is nine-tenths of the law. But they still, there's one-tenth floating about somewhere. And the government have claimed that one-tenth. So when the child, because I've had it from social workers, many, at least now, three social workers on separate occasions have come out of audiences and actually said to me, you're right in what you're saying is because we have to get the birth certificate within 48 hours of taking the child. And if they can't get the birth certificate, they have to reapply to be able to get the birth certificate. They have to get it because that is proof of who the slave is, what the slave is. And actually, in legal terms, they're actually only entitled to the birth certificate and not the child. To take the child on the pretense that they are this legal personality is theft. So in legal terms, it's kidnapping. But for social services, can use legal kidnapping because everything is okay as long as it has the stamp legal applied to it. That includes war, genocide, anything is okay as long as it's, yep, it's okay, it's legal.
That last voice was John Harris. He was wonderful. He is no longer with us, but he was my first, a YouTube someone sent me with John Harris was my first introduction to the concept of the straw man, and I believe it's called For Those Who Would Like to See It. I think it's still out there on the internet. It's an illusion where he explains this corporate construct, and I think it's really important that people understand what a corporation is and what it is not. Because that's at the bottom of all this. In Judge Dale's wonderful book, The Great American Adventure, which you can get online on our website, anticorruptionsociety.com, he talks about a corporation being a legal fiction. It's just words on a piece of paper. And because of that, the only way corporations can function is by contract. So they contract with everyone. And they are bound by the laws of contract. It seems unfortunate that a lot of people in this lawful rebellion, I think is the best word for what I'm all about and what a lot of these other people are about, from Ralph Winterrod to Rod Klass and Anna von Reitz, we're all about a lawful rebellion. And unfortunately, well, all of them seem to know that it's a corporation. Most of them don't really define what exactly that means. And very few of them are telling the people who listen to them that corporations are bound by the laws of contract. And how they hook us in is they get us to contract with them. And they do it through adhesion contracts, applications, registrations, all kinds of devices whereby we actually consent to whatever their terms and conditions might be. Well, okay, so that's a good introduction, and I appreciate the fact that John Harris mentioned the fact that ownership is nine-tenths of the law, and if I own the little child, that means the state only owns 10% of that child, and we have to remember that. That child is our property, and we have to find ways in which to establish our claim. So, but I'd like to go into a marvelous example of personage, which is the straw man. The straw man, we're calling it a straw man. It's in their statutory codes. It's the legal person. And how important it is that we wear that person hat because all the codes are written for the person. We've talked about that before. So I'd like to play a clip of a courtroom event that took place, I believe it was this year, but I have to go back and double check, in Broward County, Florida. And this gentleman had been arrested. He had been put in the county jail. He was brought before the judge for his bail hearing. And this was put on a video. Obviously, I think the video came from the court itself. And I don't know how it went from the hands of the court out into the internet for all of us to see, but it did. Because you can look at the angle of the camera, and the camera is pointed right at the judge. And I will put a link up to that YouTube, because, of course, we can only offer you the audio tonight. But I will put a link on my website to that YouTube, and you will see that you can see the full face of the judge, and then you can see the defendant. And the cameras intimate that the camera was put there by the court, and this is part of court record. So let's hear the full one, the Broward County, Florida judge, to start with. Yes. Sorry. Yes, it is.
David Hall.
Mr. Hall has declined the services of the public defender, Your Honor.
Mr. Hall, DUI, expired driver's license.
Good morning, Judge, I need to say how I'm appearing today, sir.
Hold on, wait, let me finish. Hold on. Hold on, Mr. Hall. Sir, you've been charged with DUI, expired tag, attaching a plate not assigned, license suspended, failed to drive in a single lane. Just give me a moment, sir. Let me look at your driving record. Okay?
Sir, I haven't said for the court how I'm appearing today,
well,
sir.
I'm not asking you yet. Just give me a moment, all right? I need to look at your record. Okay, I'm looking here. Failure to pay traffic tickets back 2011. Open container. Okay. All right, sir. Hold on. Does this gentleman, Mr. David Hall, does he have any criminal record?
Yes, Judge, and he also has pending felony DWLSs in front of
him. Okay, what's the pending felony DWLS?
There's a few. One second.
I'll give you a moment to talk in just a moment, sir. Hold on, Mr. Hall.
The pending felony is 14016582CF10A.
Okay.
He also has pending misdemeanor DWLSs in front of him.
What are they?
Judge Evans, case number 053909TC30A.
TC30A, okay.
And that's it.
That's it?
And a criminal history. All right.
Okay. Now, Mr. Hall, sir, you wanted to say something.
Yes, may I speak, Judge?
Well, don't tell me about what happened or did not happen regarding the DUI, but if you want to tell me about something,
I'd like to state some things.
Go ahead.
I'd like to state some things for the record. Thank you, Judge. Judge John Hurley, I do accept your oath of office here today for the record, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Does this court take judicial notice of your oath, sir? With all due respect.
Let me see. I take judicial notice of my own oath. Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. Sir, today I'm appearing as the agent and settler for David Hall.
Okay. Okay. Could you get Mr. Hall for me then, sir? Where is he?
I go by that name, sir. My name sounds exactly like the defendant's, and I'm here to settle that matter today.
So are you and David Hall one and the same person?
I'm not a person. I'm an individual. David Hall is a person.
Okay.
I am the agent to that name.
Are you and David Hall one and the same individual?
I go by the name David Hall, sir, and I'm here about that matter today.
Okay. So you go by the name David Hall. Okay, so this is what we're going to do.
Extend your life with Extendo Vitamin, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hi, this is Al Whitney, and we're talking tonight about what's going on in the courtroom, and we're using as an example a Broward County, Florida court, Judge John Hurley, and the defendant's name is David Hall. Can we continue and listen to this incident?
I'm not a person, I'm an individual. David Hall is a person, okay. I am
Are
the agent to
David
that name.
Are you and David Hall one and the same individual?
I go by the name David Hall, sir, and okay. I'm here about that matter today.
Okay. So you go by the name David Hall. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. The person who goes by the name of David Hall is standing in front of
you. I'm the individual. I am an individual, not a person.
You're not a person.
Yes, David Hall is a person. I am a private individual. David Hall is a person under color of law, sir.
Okay, where's David Hall then? The person David Hall.
Exists on paper, sir. David Hall is a corporation. Okay. This action is under color of law, sir, and I do understand that. I am here in my real capacity as the private individual for that name, okay, and I'm here about that matter.
You're the
and
private.
I'm happy to settle
you're the private individual, David Hall.
I'm the settler, sir.
You're the settler,
I'm the settler.
David Hall.
I'm the settler too, David Hall, sir.
Are you the private individual, David Hall?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we got that straight. We agree on that. Okay. Now, David
May
Hall,
I, sir?
David Hall, the private individual. I'm looking at your driving record right now. Multiple failures to pay traffic tickets for the individual, David Hall, not the person. But, sir, what I'm going to do...
Can you clarify? Sir, I'm not sure I understand that, but I'm happy to settle this matter right now if somebody will make presentments. Nobody has made presentment, and I've asked numerous times, and for the record...
When you say presentment, what do you mean by presentment?
Presentment of the charging instrument for set-off and settlement, sir. I am the settler.
I just told you what it is. I told you what your charge... What? I told you what the individual...
Presentment...
David Hall did.
Judge?
Yes, sir.
I will require somebody to make me a presentment of the charging instrument on paper so that I may settle that matter. I'm here as settler, and I'm happy to settle this charge.
Okay, we're not settling. Today's not the day to settle matters for these kind of charges, all right? We don't settle them today, all right?
May I say something else for the record, sir?
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I am secured party under a UCC filing at the Secretary of State, 201-308-717-006.
Okay.
I am secured party to David Hall on the record. And through a filing at the Secretary of State, sir. I appear here today as the settler, agent, not the person, but the individual. And I don't think I should have, you understand the
so
difference
the
between
settler,
a person and an individual.
Agent, and you're the individual, but you're not the person. Is that correct?
Correct.
Got
correct.
It. Let me, I'm going to write that down. Settler. Agent. An individual. But you're not the person. Got it. I think, I remember, I think it was last week you told me this too. And I was a little uncertain, but it's all become very clear now. Now, okay, the settler, the agent, the individual, but he's not the person. Okay, so does the settler, the agent, the individual have any money in the bank?
Yes.
Okay, how much money does the settler, the agent, the individual have in the bank?
I'm not certain at this time, sir.
Okay.
Only that I will give an affirmative that there is money in a bank account.
Okay. And how long has the settler, the agent, and the individual lived in Broward County?
25 years, sir.
Okay, does the settler, agent, individual own any property in Broward County other than personal effects?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, does the person own any property or have any money in the bank?
If you know. In conjunction with myself, sir, we both have. Yes, I'm the agent for that account also.
Okay, got it. Okay, so now. Okay, now, here's what we're going to do. The settler, the agent, the individual, and maybe even the person, David Hall, has been charged with DUI. A DUI, while the settler, the agent, and even the person, David Hall, was out on bond on two cases, one felony and one misdemeanor.
We'll be back soon.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com Supplies.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Listen to, it's almost over, to the finishing comments that came from this court record, which was a hearing of gentleman David Hall in the court of Judge John Hurley.
DUI. DUI, while the settler, the agent, and even the person, David Hall, was out on bond on two cases, one felony and one misdemeanor, for license suspended. So the court believes that the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person, David Hall, represents a danger to the community because the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person continues to drive without a valid driver's license, in fact, a suspended driver's license in the state of Florida. So, that being said, the court is going
May I make a correction, sir?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm traveling. You used the term driving, and I was traveling, sir. Traveling.
Okay. All right. So, the settler, the agent, the individual, or the person, David Hall, for traveling on a public highway or public road in the state of Florida, was allegedly doing so without a valid driver's license and has done it several times in the past. So today...
This is alleged, sir?
Yes, sir, it is alleged.
Allegedly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So today, the court's going to set the settler, the agent, the individual's bond, and even the person's bond today, on count four at $10,000, because the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person has not stopped driving, even though the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person continues to drive without a driver's license. So, that being said, count one is $500, count four is $10,000, and the court will revoke the bond for the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person of David Hall on 14-016-582 CF-10 and 14-05-3909 TC-30A. both cases will cause the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person, David Hall, not to be able to be released from the Broward County Jail until further notice of the court. So,
may I post bond, sir?
Well,
is there any other?
Are you asking me as the settler, the agent, the individual, or are you asking me as the person?
Sir, I'm asking as the individual appearing before you today about this matter.
Well, the individual, the settler, the agent, the individual, or the person can post the bond. However, the settler, the agent, or the individual, David Hall, will not be released in any event because this court is revoking the bond on a felony case and a misdemeanor case on the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person, David Hall.
Where is my remedy, sir?
Well, whose remedy are you asking for? The settler, the agent, the individual, or the person?
I'm asking for the opportunity.
Who are you speaking on behalf of right now?
Sir, I don't understand that question. I believe that you're trying to confuse me now.
No, I'm not.
Simply separating myself from the person. They are two different entities,
right,
and I know
The court is not viewing you as two different people. The court is viewing you as
one entity, sir?
For the purpose of these cases.
Then what entity are you referring to me as?
I'm referring to David Hall, who's the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person.
I'm not the person, sir.
Okay,
I am not
the person, David Hall. Tell him he's not leaving jail either, all right?
Sir, then may I ask what my remedy is? Can you provide me a remedy so that
I may... You don't really have a remedy where you could appeal it to the 4th District Court of Appeal.
How long am I going to be held, sir? I would like to settle this matter, sir.
We're not going to settle it today.
Then I'm being denied my... For the record, I'm being denied my remedy.
What do you think your remedy is?
My remedy is being denied. For the record, I am the real individual, and this action is under color of law, and I don't understand this color of law action.
Okay. Well, have a nice day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Come on.
Down the middle. Let's roll. It's over.
All right. Sorry about that, Mr. Miller.
Your Honor, I was expecting it, so I was well prepared.
Yes, sir.
Arturo Pinto?
I just wanted to make a clear record. That's all I was trying to do, is make a clear record.
But someday, Your Honor, I'm going to do a study and figure out exactly what's going on with all that stuff. Right now, it's just all a bunch of mumbo-jumbo to me.
Whether you know it or not, I have been, I have a judgment for, I think, $100 million by the Sovereign Citizen Organization for, I don't know, something. But that was posted on my door a couple of years ago. So, Arturo Pinto.
Have you started making payments there, Your Honor, sir?
Arturo Pinto, Jay Court,
yes.
Roberts, Dave.
Okay, I think that was revealing. In fact, I'm grateful to Judge John Hurley for putting that on in the public record. He wanted it in the public record. And for those who've been listening to this show and who have read Lawfully Yours, you understand that what was happening is that the judge had to get jurisdiction. We're going to take this thing apart and comment on each section to help people understand what kind of games and tricks Judge John Hurley was playing, and how gentleman David Hall was trying to protect his human rights and avoid being the person, avoid the crime of personage that was being inflicted on him. I listened to that about three times, and the third time I decided to count the number of times that judge brought the term person onto the record, and it was 22 times. So that judge was absolutely determined to put on the record that he was dealing with a legal fiction person, which is your all-cap straw man, David Hall. And as long as he could maintain that this was a person, it didn't matter what David Hall said. David Hall was not able to establish himself as a living man. So let's take it apart, though, because there were some other things that Judge John Hurley put in there that are really, it's good information for us all to know how these judges function and what tricks they use to avoid being held accountable. Can we take the first clip? This is a short one.
David Hall.
Mr. Hall has declined the services of the public defender, Your Honor.
Mr. Hall, DUI, expired driver's license.
Good morning, Judge, I need to say how I'm appearing today, sir.
Hold on, wait, let me finish. Hold on. Hold on, Mr. Hall. Sir, you've been charged with DUI, expired tag, attaching a plate not assigned, license suspended, failed to drive in a single lane. Just give me a moment, sir. Let me look at your driving record. Okay?
Sir, I haven't said for the court how I'm appearing today,
well,
sir.
I'm not asking you yet. Just give me a moment, all right? I need to look at your record. Okay, I'm looking here. Failure to pay traffic tickets back 2011. Open container. Okay. All right, sir. Hold on. Does this gentleman, Mr. David Hall, does he have any criminal record?
Yes, Judge, and he also has pending felony DWLSs in front
okay,
of...
Okay, what's the pending felony DWLS?
Yusan. Okay, there's a few. One second.
I'll give you a moment to talk in just a moment, sir. Hold on, Mr. Hall.
The pending felony is 14016582CF10A.
Okay.
He also has pending misdemeanor DWLSs in front
what is that? What are they?
Judge Evans, case number 14.
Wait, 14 what?
053909 TC30A.
TC30A, okay.
And that's it.
That's it?
And yeah, a criminal history.
All right.
Well, that, to me, was excellent evidence that what that court was doing was implementing statutory code. They cite the code numbers. They're not really clear on what these charges are. They didn't tell defendant David Hall specifically what he was being charged with, but this was a bail hearing. However, the judge used a delay tactic, which serves to make the defendant even more nervous. And going through all these numbers, not sharing with the defendant what this is all about, doing it secretly or doing it privately with his clerk. And again, I believe that was done to intimidate the defendant. So let's hear the second one, which is even shorter. Are we there, Ken? Okay, sorry. I gave poor Ken about 6, 7, 8, 9 audio clips to play tonight, and so that keeps him busy. I did number them, though.
Now, Mr. Hall, so would you like, you wanted to say something.
Yes, may I speak, Judge?
Well, don't tell me about what happened or did not happen regarding the DUI, but if you want to tell me about something,
I'd like to state some things.
Go ahead.
I'd like to state some things for the record. Thank you, Judge. Judge John Hurley, I do accept your oath of office here today for the record, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Does this court take judicial notice of your oath, sir, with all due respect?
Let me see. I take judicial notice of my own oath. Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, that was real important, people, that he asked about his oath. And the response, as you notice, Judge John Hurley paused and he said, I take judicial notice of my own oath. Now, people understand, we've talked about this, bar attorneys take an oath to the Bar Guild. So which oath is he taking judicial notice of? He did not say he was his oath was to the court. He said, I take notice of my own judicial oath. So I think that's significant. Now, you know, you're dealing with a man who is not functioning under the constitutional law. He's functioning under statutory law. In statutory jurisdiction as an administrative judge. Okay, let's hear clip 3.
Sir, today I'm appearing as the agent and settler for David Hall.
Okay. Okay, could you get Mr. Hall for me then, sir? Where is he?
I'd go by that name, sir. My name sounds exactly like the defendant's, and I'm here to settle that matter today.
So are you and David Hall one and the same person?
I'm not a person, I'm an individual. David Hall is a person, okay. I am
are
the agent to that
David
name.
Are you and David Hall one and the same individual?
I go by the name David Hall, sir, and okay. I'm here about that matter today.
Okay. So you go by the name David Hall. Okay, so this is what we're going to do. The person who goes by the name of David Hall is standing in front of
you. I'm the individual. I am an individual, not a person.
You're not a person.
Yes, sir. David Hall is a person. I am a private individual. David Hall is a person under color of law, sir.
Okay, where's David Hall then? The person David Hall.
Exists on paper, sir. David Hall is a corporation. This action is under color of law, sir, and I do understand that. I am here in my real capacity as the private individual for that name.
Okay,
and I'm here about that matter.
You're the
and I'm
private,
happy to settle
you're the private individual, David Hall.
I'm the settler, sir.
You're the settler,
I'm the settler.
David Hall.
I'm the settler too, David Hall, sir.
Are you the private individual, David Hall?
Yes.
Good. Okay, we got that straight. We agree on that. Okay. Now, David
May
Hall,
I, sir?
David Hall, the private individual. I'm looking at your driving record right now. Multiple failures to pay traffic tickets for the individual, David Hall, not the person. But, sir, what I'm going to do...
Can you clarify? Sir, I'm not sure I understand that.
That was very smart of him to say that, because now, when he says he's not sure he understands that... That slows that judge down. But unfortunately, David Hall doesn't seem to be aware of the term individual is also a legal term. So what we're seeing is what some people call linguistic gymnastics, because the words that the judge is using have different meanings in legalese. And that is one of the absolute tragedies of what happens in our courtroom, is that they're using terms with definitions that we do not know. We think person is, we use that word every day. We have no idea that a person is a legal fiction in their statutory courts. It's the straw man. So this gentleman, David Hall, is trying very hard to establish himself apart from their system, and the judge is luring him back into it. So let's go to the next clip.
But I'm happy to settle this matter right now if somebody will make presentments. Nobody has made presentment, and I've asked numerous times, and for the record...
When you say presentment, what do you mean by presentment?
Presentment of the charging instrument for set-off and settlement, sir. I am the settler.
I just told you what it is. I told you what your charge... What? I told you what the individual...
The presentment...
David Hall did.
Judge?
Yes, sir.
I will require somebody to make me a presentment of the charging instrument on paper so that I may settle that matter. I'm here as settler, and I'm happy to settle this charge.
Okay, we're not settling. Today's not the day to settle matters for these kind of charges, all right? We don't settle them today, all right?
May I say something else for the record, sir?
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. I am secured party under a UCC filing at the Secretary of State, 201-308-717-006.
Okay.
I am secured party to David Hall on the record and through a filing at the Secretary of State, sir. I appear here today as the settler, agent, not the person, but the individual. And I don't think I should have... You understand the
so
difference
the
between
settler,
a person and an individual.
Agent, and you're the individual, but you're not the person. Is that correct?
Correct.
Got
correct.
It. Let me... I'm going to write that down. Settler. Agent. An individual. But you're not the person. Got it. I think, I think it was last week you told me this too. And I was a little uncertain, but it's all become very clear now. Now, okay, the settler, the agent, the individual, but he's not the person. Okay, so does the settler, the agent, the individual have any money in the bank?
Yes.
Okay, how much money does the settler, the agent, the individual have in the bank?
I'm not certain at this time, sir.
Okay.
Only that I will give an affirmative that there is money in a bank account.
Okay. And how long has the settler, the agent, and the individual lived in Broward County?
25 years, sir.
Okay, does the settler, agent, individual own any property in Broward County other than personal effects?
No, sir.
Okay. Now, does the person own any property or have any money in the bank?
If you know. In conjunction with myself, sir, in conjunction with myself, we both have. Yes, I'm the agent for that account also.
Okay, got it.
Companies buying up airtime all over.
Okay, we're take a break. We'll be back shortly.
Actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back. We're listening to the debate over personage. Can we continue that, Ken?
Okay, so now, here's what we're going to do. The settler, the agent, the individual, and maybe even the person, David Hall, has been charged with DUI. A DUI while the settler, the agent, and even the person, David Hall, was out on bond on two cases, one felony and one misdemeanor, for license suspended. So the court believes that the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person, David Hall, represents a danger to the community because the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person continues to drive without a valid driver's license, in fact, a suspended driver's license in the state of Florida. And so, that being said, the court is going
May I make a correction, sir?
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm traveling. You said that you used the term driving, and I was traveling, sir. Traveling.
Okay. All right. So the settler, the agent, the individual, or the person, David Hall, for traveling on a public highway or public road in the state of Florida, was allegedly doing so without a valid driver's license and has done it several times in the past. So today...
This is alleged, sir?
Yes, sir, it is alleged.
Allegedly?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So today, the court's going to set the settler, the agent, the individual's bond, and even the person's bond today, on count four, at $10,000, because the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person has not stopped driving, even though the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person continues to drive without a driver's license. So, that being said, count one is $500, count four is $10,000, and the court will revoke the bond for the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person of David Hall on 14-016-582-CF-10 and 14-05-3909-TC-30A. Both cases will cause the settler, the agent, the individual, and even the person, David Hall, not to be able to be released from the Broward County Jail until further notice of the court. So,
may I post bond, sir?
Well,
is there any other?
Are you asking me as the settler, the agent, the individual, or are you asking me as the person?
Sir, I'm asking as the individual appearing before you today about this matter.
Well, the individual, the settler, the agent, the individual, or the person can post the bond. However, the settler, the agent, or the individual, David Hall, will not be released in any event because this court is revoking the bond on a felony case and a misdemeanor case on the settler, the agent, the individual, and the person, David Hall.
Now, Judge Hall tipped his hat when he acknowledged that David Hall had appeared before, a week prior, I believe, before him. So that gave Judge Hall, and he admitted he went to do research on what all this meant. So apparently when he got done with his research, he knew the importance of establishing jurisdiction and getting David Hall to admit to being the person. The other aspect of it, when he asked him if he had a bank account, most of us who've talked about this realize the bank account is through your straw man. We'll be back shortly.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.